I have been asked by several people to do the Proust questions. I've been on GWA for a while. Mostly I lurk. I do record on another subreddit, so some of you may have heard these answers before. I did do this questionnaire before. I chickened out and didn't post it. And I went looking through all my recordings and I can't find it anywhere. Chances are I deleted it because that's just the way I am. Out of sight, out of mind, delete you. Boy, that's a good thing that's not one of the questions. Okay, so on to these 15 questions. Number one, what is your gender and sexual orientation? Gender, I'm female. My sexual preference is men. That being said, I have had some experiences with women. It was amazing and hot and yeah, totally unlike having a man. Yeah, would I do it again? Under the right circumstances, maybe. Under probably I would again, yeah. It just depends. If the situation and the timing were right, yeah, I would, but my preference is always for a man. If you need to label that, go ahead. I don't do labels. I just like sex. If it makes me happy, I'm pretty much gonna be right there. Number two, what gets you turned on? It doesn't take a lot, and I think I've answered this question before, but very recently. But what gets me turned on? A smile. A genuine smile. Not the smirk, the grin, the leery thing that guys think turn you on. I mean, I'm talking about a real genuine smile. Whispers. Just that right whisper, the deep moan, guttural moan, growl. Yeah. That'll pretty much do it every time. And fingertips that could just barely touch your skin. Yeah, that'll do it for me. Yeah, the whispers and the skin touch. Pretty much every time, but well, I'll just, I'm going on to the next one here. What is the next one? Number three, what is a characteristic that defines your sexuality? I would say I'm very sexually adventurous. Yeah, that works. There's not much I'm haven't tried. There's not much I'm unwilling to try. Yeah, I like sex, so that would be the best way to describe would be that I'm very adventurous. Yeah, we'll just leave it at that. Number four, what is your favorite sexual act? Just one or two? It would probably be giving or receiving oral sex. I like sex, and I'm probably pretty selfish when it comes to that. So, receiving oral sex is probably right at the top of my list. Giving blowjobs, I like to give blowjobs. I'm very enthusiastic about giving blowjobs. Pretty much ask the person receiving, and they'll tell you that, I don't know that I'm good at it, but they haven't complained a lot. But who knows? I don't know many guys that are going to complain in the middle of, unless it's really, really bad. I don't know. I'm going to stop right there. I also, I like anal sex. I don't know if that's weird or not, but I am what I am. I just like sex. But yeah, giving or receiving oral sex, that would be my favorite sexual act. Number 5, what qualities in a lover are most affecting at seducing you? Since, you know what, there's just about anything. Yeah. But again, it's pretty much the same as the ones that get turned, that will turn me on. The smile, the whisper, the growly moan. Yeah. Those work for me really well. I have a tendency to like guys who will take control, more in a dom sense than an aggressive sense. But, yeah, those work for me real well. The whispers, the moans, the groans, the growl. That's it. That's the word, the growl. If you can just touch my skin just the right way, you pretty much can have me any way you want me. What is your idea of a good sexual encounter? Those always depend on the mood I'm in and the person I'm with. It can be just throw me up against the wall and fuck me hard. That can always be something I really want. It can also be the tie me up, blindfold me, spank me kind of mood I'm in. The very DS type of sexual encounter. Or it can be the very gentle, kind, sweet, cuddling, touching, kissing. Yeah, that works too. I can't just pick one because it always depends on the mood. It always depends on the person. There's not just one. I like to throw me up against the wall and fuck me. I like the take control, do whatever you want, but I also like the very vanilla cuddling and holding and kissing and for hours. All of those work for me really well. Yeah. Now I'm ready to stop these recordings. I'm not supposed to forget this. Number 7. When you want to feel sexy, what is your favorite color to wear and how do you prepare? When I'm feeling sexy, if I feel sexy, I'm not even going to go there. I'm going to just take that right. Yeah, I'm not going to deal with that right now. Whatever. My favorite color, always, in this type of situation, is going to be forest green. The reds, the whites, the blacks, they're great. They just don't convey for me the right thing. I'm going to be wearing, if I'm wearing a forest green, you can pretty much guarantee I'm just saying, fuck me. What can I say? That's just how I am. How do you prepare yourself? I take a long hot bubble bath. That really centers me, focuses me, calms me down, makes me ready for whatever. I have some piercings that I put in. Not as many as I used to, but I will put them in. They always depend on the situation too. Other jewelry, not so much. Even my earrings, I rarely, if will be the long dangly earrings. I have a lot of them, but they're noisy and they distract me. So, I want there not to be any distractions. I can be easily distracted at times. So, piercings, minimal amount of jewelry, I'm going to wear four screen. If you ask me and or you see me and you know that's what I'm wearing, you pretty much know there's only one thing on my mind. You can probably tell anyway, because that's pretty much always on my mind, but whatever. Well, number eight. What fictional character or living personality turns you on the most? Hands down, no questions asked, Sam Elliott. From the very first time I saw him in Lifeguard. Whoa, that man just... Yeah, I just melt into a puddle. Yeah, the voice, the mustache, the eyes. There's nothing about him that does not... Wow, yeah, he does it for me. All around, everywhere. Yeah. He's my... He's the guy on my list. If I ever met him and he was willing, he'd be the guy I have sex with. Yeah, he's on my list. The man in my life has his list. I have mine and Sam Elliott, and he already knows it. Sorry, it'd be nice if he knew that Sam Elliott knew that, but, you know, whatever. What can I say? Any other person types? If you're... easygoing, laid back, don't take yourself too seriously. You're going to probably be the type of person that I would be attracted to. If you are a surfer type guy, every time. I'm a beach girl. I grew up in that environment and those personalities, and it's a very specific beach surfer personality that does it for me. And yeah, that's probably why Lifeguard was that movie for me. There are some online people that do that for me. Their voices do it for me. Others have other characteristics. Most of them don't know, and it's probably a good thing they don't know. But if I had to just pick one, it would definitely be Sam Elliott. That man definitely turns me on. Okay, number nine. Who turns you on the most in your life? The person who does that for me is the man who is currently in my life. There is nothing about him that does not turn me on. I can see him in his uniform, a suit, sweaty workout clothes, his ugly, creepy shorts he wears, whatever, he does it for me. He, no matter how he acts, no matter what he does, how he looks at me, how he touches me, there's everything about him turns me on. His piercing blue eyes, his voice, yeah, he is totally opposite of anyone in my life that I have ever, ever been involved with. And I have never found anyone who has all the things he has before. I never thought that there was any man who had all those traits that I liked and were so opposite of everything that I've ever done before. Yeah, he turns me on absolutely. And thank God he's in the other room right now, or we wouldn't finish this recording. Number 10, what are your favorite names to be called during a sexual encounter? It would probably be better for me to tell you what I don't like to be called, because pretty much I don't have many things I mind being called. There are just a few things I do not like to be called: baby girl, or little one. It's a past life experience. It just brings up really bad memories. None of those things. Or very similar things to that. I also do not like to be called a bitch. I may very well be, and I probably am, a bitch. I call myself one. But during sex, if you call me a bitch, I can guarantee everything will end immediately. No, there's no doubt. I can guarantee it will. It has to do with past life experiences. And yeah. But anything else? Call me a cunt. Call me a whore. Call me a slut. Call me whatever you want. Chances are I'm probably not even going to hear you anyway. I sort of tune out every now and then, often, to most things. So, call me whatever you want. Just, there are those few names that will shut me down immediately. Other than that, I'm pretty happy with anything. Okay, number 11. Which sexual talent would you like to be gifted with the most? Just one? God, I think I suck at all of them. But I would probably say blowjobs. Yeah, I suck at giving blowjobs. Wait, suck's probably not the appropriate word here. I'm not very good at it. I don't think I'm very good at it. You would have to ask the man receiving it for him to tell you yes or no. But yeah, I think I could definitely be better at them. And since that's pretty much at the top of my list of things that I like, and what those sexual acts that I like, I'll get to it. I don't remember what it is. I would like to be able to deep throat really well and to really suck a guy's cock really good. If I could do that, I would be very happy. He'd probably be very happy too. But the other things, I'll deal with those as they come along. That one, yeah, that's what I'd like. Okay, we'll stop there. Stop at sucking cocks. Number 12. How did you find out about GWA, and why did you start posting here? I found out about GWA from a friend. She did recordings. She told me about GWA. I came and listened to her recordings. They led to some very erotic and hot encounters in my house. So as we listened to the recordings, I started listening to other recordings. I posted as a challenge to myself, not so much on GWA, because I still have huge fears about posting on GWA, but I'm working up to it. I like it because no matter whether I think I'm good or bad about it, there's always someone who's got a kind word to say or words to encouraging words or give me pointers on how to improve on no matter what I do. Do I post? I do recordings. I don't always post them. I share them with someone in my life, and if he were the only ones to ever hear what I recorded, that would make me very happy. If other people hear them and they like what I do, that would make me happy too. Mostly I do it for myself. If the rest of y'all like it, then I'm really happy. Number 13. I promise I'll hurry up and get through these. What is your dirtiest fantasy? This is really hard. I can't think of a fantasy I have ever had that I haven't had fulfilled, or a fantasy of any man I have ever been with that I have not fulfilled. So I don't think anything I do is really dirty, because probably what I think dirty and what other people think dirty are maybe very far apart in reality. But, and I've said this before, I think for me right now, the fantasy would be for me and another woman having sex and the man in my life watching. Would he watch? I don't know. What the hell? Who the hell am I kidding? Yes, he would. I don't know if that's his fantasy, but for me, yeah, that would be a fantasy. Would it ever happen? I think it's probably a fantasy that is more a fantasy than a reality, but for today, it's a fantasy. Number 14, what's the kinkiest sex you ever had in detail? Of course. I record, I had this discussion with somebody before. Like I said, I don't think anything I do is really kinky or dirty. It's probably just not what everybody else does. I mean, having sex in a public place, done that. You know, I'm exhibitionist. Yeah, I've done that. You know, I've had the plugs and gone out for the day with a plug in, and I've done the glass eggs and the glass balls, wearing them at restaurants and all those things, and at family gatherings, I've had them in. But so, and none of those things seem really kinky. So, but for me, probably the kinkiest thing, why am I doing this? Cause I couldn't do it the last time someone asked. I had sex with two men. Well, actually there were three, but, one was filming. He was filming it, recording it, on a video camera. Two men I'd barely met. I was blindfolded. I was tied up, hands and eventually feet. It was probably one of the first times, if not the first time, for a DP. Yeah, that's probably all I'm going to say about that. It was very kinky. It was very hot. It was videotaped. And yes, I do have that video. And no, I haven't watched it in a while. And no, I am not willing to share. That's probably as kinky as I am willing to share publicly with anyone else again. Yeah. And number 15, my least favorite question, and we could have had 14 questions and I would have been very happy. What is your favorite part of your body and why? I do not have a favorite body part. I used to have a favorite body part. It's very hard for me to function not having that favorite body part anymore. I'm just going to leave it at that. So for me right now, my favorite body part would probably be my hands, for the pleasure they give me, the pleasure they give someone else. And I'm just going to stop right there. Thank you for listening. I know that I rambled on a really, really long time. That's probably, if you were ever going to give me advice about recording, is don't talk so long. But thank you for listening. I hope you learned something about me from all this.